Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Now, there's just a month left in Dancing with the Stars, but sadly the party has come to an end somewhat for Stephanie Kelly and her dance pro, Arvinas Merfeldes. They're here in studio. Welcome, Stephanie. Welcome, Arvinas.
Hi.
You come in a storm of energy there, by the way. I was expecting some sort of disappointment.
I'm on a high. It's amazing. And plus, I have a Monday off. I'm sitting here having a chat.
That's why.
Instead of being in the dance rehearsal studio.
First day off in 2 months.
Yeah, no, I'm in great form. I'm absolutely delighted with myself. I didn't even think I'd make it to week 8. So technically, I am a winner in my own eyes.
Absolutely.
You were laughing, but you had a great time.
I just had a great time. It was so much better than I anticipated.
Was it?
Yes, it was.
It was a daunting feeling, was it?
It was very daunting at the beginning. I was like, what am I doing? I've never danced in my life, even as a child. You know the way you join a disco group?
And yeah.
I was never one of them. I never danced.
We always presume actors are just, you're dancing at 5 and then you're going through.
I mean, maybe when I'm alone, I would have danced around a bit and pretended I was like, you know, a Spice Girl. And then I got to be one.
No dancing in Fair City for you, really, over there.
Hopefully not, but I'm up for anything. This show has taught me to always say yes.
Has it?
Yes. I will never turn down anything ever again because I was so nervous to take this on.
Yeah.
I took it on. It's one of the best experiences I've ever had in my life.
Is this man one of the reasons why it went so well?
He's brilliant. He has been amazing. He's the patience of a saint. And he's like me brother and we just love having the crack.
Exactly.
It didn't even feel like he was like a teacher. You know, they teach are quite strict.
Yeah.
He's very good at adapting to different personalities, I think, because the fact that he took me on.
They've thrown quite a few at him, haven't they, over? Arvinas, let's hear your view. You're like a university lecturer rather than the teacher who talks down. You're
exactly.
Like, want to be friends with the students.
I mean, I'm going to get sound clips and use this for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
But no, I think we had such a great time together and it's because we got on so well. Like even from our very first meet, just the energy and like we clicked straight away and we got each other. So that way it made this entire experience so much more enjoyable because we were honestly just having fun whilst learning to dance. And yeah, it just made a full circle moment. Like I think it was exactly as Stephanie said, like we're happy to have made it to the 100th episode. We're happy to have made it to week 8 above anything else. So we just had the time of our lives.
And we had the crack.
Yeah.
You had all of your
cracking as well.
Absolutely.
All your previous students, pupils were in the audience. That was odd, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh no, I'm hearing about it to this day about it. Yeah. And then me telling everyone how this is my favourite season I've ever had. So that was hilarious, especially since I think someone said I turned to Katie and went, what? So it was hilarious.
Katie Trapp.
Yeah, Katie Trapp.
And who else was on the list of people?
So I had my past two partners basically. I had Katia Mia and Katie Trapp in the audience behind me. So yeah, that was hilarious because I was almost like a whirlwind the second I was caught in a moment. I was like, oh yeah. I thought I said one of, and then I said my favourite. So here we are.
He was supposed to say one of my favourites.
Ah, but sure, look.
But the truth came out.
There you go.
Can't hide the truth. And so you're really looking forward to a bit of a rest now.
No. This has improved my fitness levels amazingly, and I need to keep it up if I want to sustain it. I mean, I used to be able to jockey back my 6-year-old halfway up the road to collect the younger one from creche. Now I can make it the whole way.
Oh, wow.
So I think I'll join a gym now. Or Arvinas might be my PT.
Yeah,
it's the dancing.
Yeah,
that's it, the dancing. Gym. I mean, I'm still eating everything, so it's definitely the exercise that got me to this level of fitness. And I've lost over a stone, so I'm delighted with myself.
Wow, this has done a lot more than just dancing.
Physically, mentally, emotionally. I've had a great time.
Emotionally how?
Emotionally, I think it's done a lot for me personally because I challenged myself in ways I didn't think I could. Mm-hmm. And especially at the very beginning, I really didn't believe in myself. I didn't realise at the time I didn't really believe in myself. And as the weeks have gone on, it got to the stage where I actually said out loud, I'm proud of myself. That felt really uncomfortable to say.
Did it?
Yeah. And then I was like, I actually am really proud of myself. So emotional in a good way. Do you know, it's just this experience is fantastic.
You can finally praise yourself after how many years acting.
Yes, but I just mean it in the sense that I did something really scary and I challenged myself.
Yeah.
And I didn't think I could do it and I did it. And I had such a fun time.
And the scores kept going up and up.
Exactly.
I just couldn't pay attention. I'm not great with maths and numbers. So every week he would say, I'm like, who's on the what? Oh, we did the Spice Girls.
That was
okay. And I also did the Viennese and we got good scores for
Viennese,
that.
Yeah,
I looked up at the leaderboard and we were third and I went, they've made a mistake. I was like, there's something wrong there. That's why. What's going on?
She turned
and he
went,
to me no, that's
away.
Your score. And I went, oh, we won the group dance. Yeah.
Do you have to pick this woman up all the time?
Absolutely does, yeah.
Because you see, for me, it's a different side of it. It's like, I don't take every season on as like, okay, I want to get to the final and make it like all the way. I take it on as a case of, I just want my celebrity to make sure they have the best time of their lives and they take something more than just dancing from it. Like, as she said, like, I try to build a person up, because like comparing what she did last night in the Samba and just giving it loads to come to even her Britney number and like her first time being exposed like that, like it's she's come leaps and leaps in herself and in confidence and even the way that she expresses and performs even in the most daunting situations. So that's always like my big thing is, as long as they can come out of this show proud of themselves and having no regrets.
I was shaking the first week. Absolutely. Remember, there was people in the audience going, "You're grand, love, you've got this." I was like, "Oh, it's rattling."
It's
so scary, like, yeah, God.
Did you think when you were in the dance-off against Jordan that this was it, or were you still believing?
Yeah, I knew.
Because he survived last week.
Like, to be honest, every week I'd gotten through, I'm shocked. I come out going, oh, we weren't even in the bottom. Yeah. I'm always expecting to be in the bottom because I'm not a good dancer. But at the same time, it's not a professional dance competition.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an entertainment
very
show
good.
And it's about us learning
you
and growing.
You can't say you're not a good dancer.
Absolutely.
Well, I feel like I'm a bit of an all right dancer now, I'm being honest.
So. I love how you've been apparently changing the technical names of some of the dances you've been
absolutely
you've been taught.
Steps.
What was it?
Steps.
Yeah.
So basically there was this dance move and we had to do two of them, one after the other. And I said, hang on. So it's three steps in one and then you do it again. So you do it twice. I said, so it's basically a three in one, two three in ones,
yeah.
Two curry trays.
Yeah.
So then we called it, then it's the curry trays, then it's the ballerina.
Ballerina. Bridgerton.
Then he said, you have to change direction. And I went, so kind of like a gear stick. He said, so then we called that bit the gear stick. I don't even drive.
I think that was probably one of my favourite moments of the show is because
it's ruined your own lexicon for dance.
Yes!
I'll be honest, coming out of the show, I'm going to have to relearn everything all over again. But it's great because like if you were mic'd, you'd hear us talking the entire way through. And I'm like, right, yeah, curry tray, yeah. Neck out, step it right,
on
gear
sale,
stick,
next
off you
month,
pop.
Stephanie's
Absolutely.
New dancing dictionary.
Oh my God, I love it. Nikki Byrne, who was back because it was 100 shows, and that's definitely a thing, said that you made Ballymun proud.
Isn't that lovely? Isn't that nice? Do you know what? I'd never met Nicky Byrne before and he was so lovely over the weekend. We were chatting backstage and he gave it a yup the flat and I'd say everyone in Ballymun's delighted.
Like a true Northsider.
Yeah, yeah.
And Ballymun was very good to you. I mean, I thought you would last a bit longer because the Dublin vote usually brings a big wave in.
Yeah, do you know what? The Ballymun community have been such a support. I'm delighted. I've had so many people message me and say, we've never watched the show before. We're watching it for you. People
good.
I haven't spoken to in years and I'm so forever grateful to them for texting, for calling, even just for the messages of support that I was getting from people. It was fantastic. But unfortunately, the Samba is the celebrity killer.
Absolutely.
Is actually you known
know, I
as
mean, I've never seen anyone get high scores from the judges with the Samba.
No. But I also was thinking, I was saying to Niamh Kavanagh that when people think you're kind of safe, it's like, oh, she's got a big block of votes there in Dublin.
Yeah.
Then they go and rescue someone they think needs a bit of help. And that's, that's what, politically, that's what goes on.
Exactly.
But the Samba is a killer.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah.
I could have cheated my way through another week if I had an easier dance, I'd say. And I say cheat because I'm not a great dancer in comparison to what's left.
You would have been guacamole
yes!
through the Samba.
That could be guacamole.
It must have been some kind of a thing. So she's the best ever partner. That's kind of like, that's your reputation.
Do you want to say it again? Or?
Are you going to go back? Are you going back for the rest of the series? Or is it going to be okay?
I don't know. I think I now have to make sure that I do it every single season to protect myself. We'll see.
The community in Ballymun is amazing. The Axis, who we speak to people from every now and again.
Yes.
Was that around when you were a teenager?
The Axis was such an intricate part of my life and my childhood.
Really? Yeah.
Yes. So we were part of, this is how I became an actor. So we were part of Roundabout Youth Theatre, which was the Recco in Ballymun. So it's the Recreational Youth Centre.
Mm-hmm.
And we all got a bit older. It wasn't really a youth club anymore. A couple of us were off having kids. We were kind of like young adults between 18 and 21 or whatever. And we went into the Axis one day. We went into Mark O'Brien, who's now the artistic director in the Abbey.
Oh, yeah.
And we said, Mark, you know, we're just a gang of like young adults. And we were like, we want to do a show. Like, can you help us? He gave us the rehearsal space. He said, take as long as you need. And we just came up with this play. We entered it into the Fringe Festival. And the Axis was such a huge support. You know, in us being able to do that.
Yeah.
They're amazing for the community and they do so much for the youth in the community and trying to encourage creativity in all ways. you know?
I presume you'll have to cut a ribbon now on the samba classes in the Axis, which are essential. Kids, if
listen,
you're going to grow up,
I'll
become
cut a few
famous.
Sandwiches in the canteen in the Axis, that'd be about it. Not samba. Sambos. Sambos, yeah.
Why is the samba such a killer, by the way?
Oh, God.
It's because...
I'll tell him why.
Oh, go on.
Are you ready for this now? Do you want to stand up and give us a go?
That's why.
Like Brian said, it's like, do you remember tapping your head and rubbing your belly at the same time?
Yeah.
You're doing multiple things with different parts of your body all at the same time in all different directions. I felt like a Rubik's Cube.
We're not built for that.
You give the proper answer.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the samba is one of the most difficult dances. And the reason Celebrity Killer is exactly as Stephanie mentioned, there are so many things happening at the same time. Okay. For example, you have to keep your head, your neck, your shoulders still so that way it looks like you're calm. Then your body has to be giving it loads and rhythm and rotations and turning. Your hips have to be going 90. Your knees have to be constantly bending and straightening so that you give the bounce action so it looks like a samba. Brilliant. All whilst making it look entertaining, calm, and as if you are the most confident person in the world.
And controlling the feet while you're doing all that.
Exactly.
You know, are you standing on your toe or your heel? Is your foot facing this way? 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Feet have to be 10 and 2. You have to feel like a penguin that's bouncing up and down with a great posture and enjoying yourself.
So neck up, you're an Irish dancer.
Yes.
Feet, you're a Morris dancer. And
exactly.
The hips, you're from Spain.
Exactly.
That's, like, it's impossible.
Welcome to
it's
Rio.
Like taking
no
a
avoiding
doll,
it.
Loads of different dolls and putting all the wrong parts together. Yeah.
You'll have nightmares about the samba now.
I think I will.
Yeah. What's this about? Are you having a pyjama day or something tomorrow to celebrate this newfound freedom of yours?
I said I just can't wait for a lazy day. I'm going to keep the kids off school, get the duvet, get the Disney movies going and just eat rings around myself and not move for the day. I haven't had a lazy day in ages.
Now, before people judge you on this, you are one of the few contestants who are double, triple jobbing. You've kept going, filming.
Well, I was very busy in First City for the month of January. I've been off now, actually, for the last couple of weeks. Okay. I have three kids as well. And in particular, the weekends are so busy with Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
So I haven't really seen much of the kids, so I'm delighted. And you know what? Like, don't get me wrong, I did want to stay in the competition, but my little boy turns 4 this week, so it's perfect time and now to give him all of my attention and time.
Could not have been planned better.
Yeah.
You say, that birthday now is Lenny that week. We'll do the samba.
Yeah.
No, I loved it. It was the most amazing experience. It really was. I'd recommend anyone to do it.
It's been great fun. Have you come close to anybody? I'm sure you have made friends and that you're rooting for it all the way to the final and the winning.
It's so hard because they're all amazing. And some people go, well, they can't all be. They really are. Everyone is so sound. The choreographers, the production team, the runners, the hair and makeup and wardrobe are like mammies. Yeah, they really mind you, you know. And I love them all. I hope one of the girls win it. It's a girl's turn. Hasn't a boy won the last few years?
Last three.
Oh, is that right? Last three. Yeah.
Last three.
We, you know, the Spice Girls. We got to get one of the Spice Girls to win, you know.
There
you go. Yeah.
Well, listen, thank you so much for being such crack for the last couple of weeks. Enjoy your jammies day.
I will.
And don't think about the samba.
I won't.
Our Venus, I know you're competitive, you're a Kildare man. So you'll be still there for the team dances for the pro.
Yeah. I'll still be there weekly doing pro dance, especially like next week for us is busy with the orchestra week anyway. So it's always a fun time for me. I simply just get like a day or two off in the middle of the week.
But you've had your best season, so you're retiring.
There you go. Absolutely.
There you go.
Stephanie Gallen and Venus, thank you so much. Catch up with Dancing with the Stars on the RTE Player. It's back next Sunday at 6:30 for Orchestra Week.
Email Oliver@rte.ie.